This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. 8 people die of coronavirus in last 24 hours in Nepal. Health Minister reports 484 new coronavirus cases today, including 138 in Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says compulsion to seek foreign employment will end within few years. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa informs Parliament Committee about his special plans to protect Nepal land and border. And Joe Biden selects Senator Kamala Harris as nominee for U.S. Vice Presidency. Ministry of Health and Population has reported 484 new coronavirus cases across Nepal, including 138 in the Kathmandu Valley. Speaking at a regular press brief, his spokesperson at the Health Ministry, Professor Dr. Jagasur Gautam, informed that 484 coronavirus cases were detected while carrying out 10,481 PCR tests in last 24 hours. He added that 109 cases in Kathmandu, 21 cases in Lalitpur and 8 cases in Bhaktapur were confirmed among the total cases. Nepal has recorded a total of 24,432 corona cases so far while carrying out 437,179 PCR tests. The ministry informed that 2 people in Dhanusa, 1 each in Saptari, Morang, Kapilbastu, Bara and Dading died due to coronavirus. Similarly, 64 people returned home today after recovery, bringing the total number of virus recovery in Nepal to 16,728. The health ministry spokesperson informed that 68.46% of the total infected have recovered from the virus so far. Meantime, the health ministry has urged the youth to play constructive and positive roles to spread awareness about coronavirus and adopt preventive measures against the pandemic. Meanwhile, the local administrations have taken restriction measures to contain virus infections in various places. Lately, Pokhara Metropolis 19 has been sealed off after corona cases reached 11, causing 1 virus-related death. All the areas in the ward have been sealed off to be effective from tonight. Likewise, Bhutpal Sub-Metropolis has opted to lock down to be effective from tomorrow till the 21st of August after increasing number of corona cases detected. Meanwhile, in lack of hospital beds in Birgunj, the 226 coronavirus patients have been kept in community isolation centres. In coordination with District Administration Office Bursa and supervision of doctors from Narayani Hospitals, community isolation centres have been set up in hotels, jails and religious shelters. 414 people in Birgunj are at home isolations. Moreover, 15 persons of swabs tested in Birgunj have tested coronavirus positive. Meantime, due to lack of reagent and RNA extraction kits for the PCR test, some 1,200 swabs collected by the lab of Narayani Hospital have been sent to Kathmandu for test. In view of COVID-19 pandemic, the Kathmandu District Administration Office has urged the general public and concerned authorities not to organize any type of programs that draw crowds on the upcoming festivals like Indra Jatra and Haritalika Tees. However, Chief District Officer Janak Raj Dahal said indoor rituals could be performed during the festivals by strictly keeping to the health safety measures. He clarified that the decision taken by a meeting of the District Security Committee yesterday was in view of the infection increasing in the Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said the compulsion to seek foreign employment will end within a few years. Addressing a virtual program organized by the National Youth Councils on the occasion of the International Youth Day today, Prime Minister Oli stated that the government was making concrete efforts to create jobs in the nation. The Prime Minister urged the youth to engage themselves in the campaign to make Nepal a self-reliant economy and a model country. Prime Minister Oli also informed that policies were being formulated so as to utilize the skills and capabilities of the youth in the motherland. Stating that the government is on the side of the youth, Prime Minister Oli urged them to move ahead in the path of development of the nation. Likewise, Minister for Youth and Sports, Jagat Bahadur Biswakarma Sonar, stated that the government had envisioned empowering the youth workforce by allocating youth-oriented budget. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives has held discussions on a street map that was made of issues related to Nepal-India border areas. The meeting held today at Singhadarbar discussed the street map along border in Kanchanpur district and the complainants. And the complaint filed by the complainants. 22 people along with 5 lawmakers had filed complaints of border encroachment in Kanchanpur, stating a large swath of the district along with the lake has been encroached by India while preparing the strip map. Taking part in the meeting, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa said the hegemonic and imperialist attitude of the neighbour has caused problem along the border. However, the border disputes between Nepal and India could be resolved through the bilateral understanding and diplomatic initiative. He also said the study of securing national border would come under the Home Ministry and the Ministry was formulating special plans for border security. Meantime, Minister for Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation, Padma Kumari Ayal, said the government had been carrying out regular border inspections and monitoring work. A study was being carried out on the status of the border pillars. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Daily ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepali Congress General Secretary Dr. Sasank Koirala has said the crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic should be utilized as an opportunity to develop the country. In his address to a Zoom-assisted program organized by Sushil Koirala Memorial Foundation on the occasion of the 81st birth anniversary of late leader Sushil Koirala, Congress General Secretary Koirala said those youth force returning home from abroad due to COVID-19 crisis should be engaged and encouraged to engage in agriculture so as to make the country self-reliant. As he stated, the Nepali Congress should prepare a roadmap for development by predicting its possibilities. At least 3 people died and 33 others injured in a bus accident that took place today at Fulaut Purbichoki rural municipality, one in Doti district. The police said among the injured, 12 are in serious condition. The deceased have been identified as 30-year-old Tikaram BK of Chorpati rural municipality 7, 55-year-old Dhani Sahi of Mangalsen municipality 7, and 60-year-old Padam South of Bannigad Jayagarh Rural Municipality 3 of Assam District. The dead body of Assistant Editor of Kantipur, a National Vernacular Delhi, Balaram Paniye, has been found in Makmanpur. He was out of contact for 2 days. The police said the body was found stuck in the water mass of the filter of the Mandu Hydroelectricity Project at Sisneri of Vimfedi Rural Municipality in Makwanpur. The police informed the journalist Barnier's body was found on yesterday morning. However, the body was identified today only. Meanwhile, the Federation of Nepali Journalists has demanded investigation of the death of Vania, saying his death looks mysterious. The Nalam County in Tibet Autonomous Region of China has provided medical support to Sindhpalsuk District to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Chief District Officer of Sindhpalsuk District Umesh Kumar Dhakal confirmed that the medical support from Nalam County was handed over to the District Administration Office Sindhpalsuk at the local Friendship Bridge today. The goods include 2,800 sets of PPE, 5,000 sets of medical hats and shoe covers, and 2,000 sets of gloves. The armed police force confiscated Indian currency worth 2.45 million rupees from Kapilavastu today. The armed police force found the illegal money while checking at the border checkpoint at Krishnanagar. After police started to check, the person who had brought the bag of illegal money was reported to have run towards India. You are listening to Radio Nepal News. Now, some international updates. U.S. resumpted Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris gives him a running mate who can appeal to African-American voters who are core to Biden's base of support and serve as a fierce critic of President Donald Trump's record in office. A former top state prosecutor in California, Senator Harris brings a law and order career record that will help Biden stir a tricky centrist line between Black Lives Matter protesters and white Americans who worry about attacks and police funding. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has delayed the dissolution of Parliament after the discovery of locally transmitted COVID-19 cases forced the country back into lockdown. Ardern's announcement today came as health officials said they were investigating the possibility that the country's first infection in more than 3 months may be linked to item imported by flight. The outbreak in Auckland prompted authorities to reimpose tight restrictions on movement in New Zealand's biggest city and limit travel across the entire country. The total number of corona infection cases across the world has crossed 20.55 million with more than 746,600 deaths. As per the data collated by the Worldometer, there are more than 6.34 million active corona cases across the world, while more than 13.46 million people have recovered from the infection. Among the world's worst-hit countries, the U.S. has recorded more than 5.3 million cases with more than 167,700 deaths. Meanwhile, Brazil has recorded more than 3.11 million cases with more than 103,000 deaths. India, which has the third highest number of infection cases, has recorded more than 2.33 million cases with more than 46,200 deaths. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Bagmati Province, Province 5 and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and at one or two places of Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Eight people die of coronavirus in last 24 hours in Nepal. Health Ministry reports 484 new coronavirus cases today, including 138 in Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says compulsion to seek foreign employment will come to an end within a few years. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa informs Parliamentary Committee about his special plans to protect Nepal land and border. And Joe Biden selects Senator Kamala Harris as nominee for the U.S. Vice Presidency. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.